I've discovered that it stars Martin Sheen, but it was written and directed by his son, Emilio Estevez.
Yes, you knew that Martin Sheen's real name is not Martin Sheen. It's Ramon Estevez, and he's from Dayton, Ohio. And when he became an actor, somebody said, you better have a kind of Anglo or Celtic name. And so he liked the name Martin. And he was very impressed by Bishop Fulton Sheen, the TV bishop. So he took Sheen as his surname. So of his two famous sons, one wanted to go back to the family name, Estevez, and the other one stayed Sheen, Charlie Sheen.
Who is also a very good actor.
Yes, although he went into meltdown last year. Actually, at the time that The Way was released, and I remember reading interviews with both Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez saying that no matter, you know, what Charlie Sheen's life was like, you had to hold out hope always and keep the contact so that something good could eventuate from the disaster.
And that's what this film is about, isn't it?
It is, yes, yes. I think Emilio Estevez has had his ups and downs in his life, but I gather, you know, they have a strong Catholic background. Martin Sheen, of course, had his ups and downs in his early career, but by the 70s, Martin Sheen is kind of everybody's favourite Catholic actor in the United States. So if you want something Catholic, he's the one you look to. And I remember Steve Vizard, who was one of our compares of a night TV session here on the joking side, interviewed Martin Sheen years ago, who immediately wanted to talk about Father Dan Berrigan, the Jesuit peace activist, and Mother Teresa, which wasn't exactly what the compere was wanting on his night show. So Martin Sheen tends to be very serious. I suppose with his years on the West Wing, he's kind of an example of what an American president could be like. So he's a strong screen presence, I would think.
Well, let's tell filmgoers what this film is about. We haven't mentioned, of course, the Camino de Santiago.
Yes, the very title of the film, The Way, is the Camino from France to, as you say, to Compostela. I don't know about you, but I know a whole lot of people in Australia who've actually done the Camino.
Yes, I'd love to do it myself.
Yes, I think this film will probably advertise the Camino rather well.
You should fly with me. Come on, a father-son trip. It'll be fun.
Yeah, right.
You know, most people don't have the luxury of just picking up and leaving it all behind, Daniel.
We agreed that if I let you take me to the airport, you wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life.
It's a sad story in a way. You know fairly quickly that the character that Emilio Estevez plays is killed by an accident as he begins the Camino.
Hello.
Are you the father of Daniel Avery?
And his father comes over to France to find out what happened. And he's a rather, you know, self-centered man, not strong in faith, prefers to play golf with his, you know, wealthy buddies, all that kind of thing, but decides then to do the Camino himself to try to understand his son and to scatter his ashes at various key places along the way.
He was walking the road to Santiago de Compostela, 800 kilometers on the northwestern coast of Spain. This is everything he had when we found him. People have walked the path for over 1,000 years. The way is a very personal journey, Mr. Avery.
Daniel was my only child.
We're going to walk the Camino to Santiago, both of us.
So you do follow the whole Camino from the Pyrenees to Compostela. So you get a feel for the different countrysides, the different accommodation, the open country, cities like Burgos and the cathedral. So touristically, I think it works quite well. People say, oh, this is what it's like. This is what I can expect. The other thing is there are a couple of other characters that he gets associated with, not very willingly at times, but you've got a Dutchman who's rather large, who feels that he should go on the walk to lose some weight for his brother's wedding.
Hi, I'm Joost. There's no mystery why I'm doing this trick.
Oh, look at cheesemakers.
Hola. Hey, don't wait.
Yeah, you should try some.
No, thanks.
Stop! Stop it's me!
You've got a Canadian woman who wants to give up smoking at the end of the Camino, And then you've got a kind of jovial Irishman who's a writer, but it has writer's block and is hoping for stories.
Hello, I'm Jack from Ireland.
How long have you been out here?
On the Camino or on this particular spot?
You pick.
Well, geez, it's hard to say.
And my guess is that that character is the one that Emilio Estevez read in terms of a book to give him ideas for the characters along the way. So there's interactions along the way as well as the Camino itself. Very nice priest appears at one stage, an elderly priest, says some sensible things about the church. So I think it's very Catholic friendly.
Well, I read that the film is being promoted for its religious theme, and on one level that's right because it's set on this Christian pilgrim route and there's a lot of Christian iconography like crucifixes and statues, but it's also Christian at a more profound level and it will appeal to people with no religious faith.
I would think so, and they don't overdo, so to speak, the Catholic dimensions. I was looking up the Internet Movie Database. Only a few people complained about it being religious propaganda. And I think that's because they learned something about Martin Sheen and his values. But I think most commentators have worked on that deeper level, that this is something about dedication, commitment, family, prayer, all those kinds of things, and have liked it.
What was your son like?
Smart, confident, stubborn, pissed me off a lot.
It was a lot like you.